is my rock and my fortress. Conveyed is the image of a warrior who stands on fortified high ground. He is confident of victory over his foe who stands below him. By God helping him, David was as a towering force battling enemies who were in an inferior position below him. Figuratively, he was on top of a high crag and they were in a deep valley. Accordingly, he says further, "My God, my rock, in him I take refuge." Because Hashem is my rock, he is my refuge. There's also an allusion to the stones used by David to kill Goliath. The Torah tells that he picked 5 stones from the river, as found in Shmuel Aleph. One in the name of Hashem, hence Hashem is my rock. One in the name of Aaron, and so forth. They were fused into a single stone, as they were a single purpose. My shield and my horn of salvation and my high tower. The shield of David has 6 edges, indicative of David's full grasp of regal power that flows from the 6 directions, he being the 7th or center. My God, my rock, in him I take refuge, because he has made me, and I am his handiwork, I take refuge in him. Let him extend his mercy over the works of his hands. Similarly, Eliyahu says, "Is it good for you that you should oppress, that you should despise the work of your hands?" David compares the refuge he found in Hashem to a man finding protection beneath a hard rock. My shield and my horn is salvation and my high tower. Though I wear armor and carry a shield into battle, you are my shield. Though I trust at and gore my enemies, you are my horn of salvation. On the field of battle, where the sound of horn is heard, there Hashem is my sword, my horn of salvation. Some explain, "My God, my rock," as a reference to David surviving his sojourn in the land of the Plishtim, first in Gus and later in Ziglag, as we find in Shmuel Aleph. Our sages relate the present pasuk to the events at the splitting of the sea for Moshe and the Jews. The Egyptians hurled arrows and heavy stones at them, which were absorbed by the angel and the cloud. My horn of salvation. Another interpretation is based on the following teaching of our sages. David was anointed with oil from a horn, so his kingdom endured. Shaul was anointed with oil from a cruse, so his kingdom did not endure. A cruse is an earthenware vessel, and once it becomes defiled, there is no way to purify it except by breakage. Similarly, when Shaul sinned by having transgressed the command of Hashem, his kingship was torn away from him. It is different regarding a horn, which is a vessel of bone that can be purified by immersion in water. Similarly, David was not removed from his throne. So he gives thanks, declaring, "Hashem is my horn of salvation." Pasuk Dalet, Pasuk 4. Mehulol Ekro Hashem min Oyevai Yivasheya. All praised I will call to Hashem, and I am saved from my enemies. Here David begins to thank, to praise, and to acclaim Hashem. Blessed be he for having rescued him from his unrelenting enemies. All praise I call to Hashem. Whenever I praise and acclaim Hashem with my psalms, I am saved from my enemies. Similarly, David says, "Great is Hashem, and highly to be acclaimed," as we find later on in Tehillim. The two parts of the present verse are also intimately linked in a different sense. The moment I call the name of Hashem, I am saved. Similarly, the Talmud relates about the Bechiah and his sons that the wind blew and rain came as soon as they said, "He makes the wind blow and causes the rain to fall." As the scripture says, "And it shall come to pass that before they call, I will answer, and while they are yet speaking, I will hear." It's a pasuk found in Sefer Yeshayahu. Then again, David says, "While I was taken up with Torah study and songs of praise to Hashem, Yoav was victorious in battle. I am saved from my enemies. My enemies conspire against me, and their own conspiracies become the punishment that destroys them. As it says, when a man's ways please Hashem, he makes even his enemies to be at peace with him." It's a pasuk that's found in Mishlei. And by the way, if anybody would like the complete Sefer Mishlei with Imam Lois Parish, it's on tape and CD if anybody wants 34 tapes. That is to say, the enemies provide him with the means to make his victory over them complete. tradition teaches, one who is wise in the word of Hashem knows that the way to entreat him for some particular help is to praise him for that very thing. Thus, if one needs a cure, let him give thanks and acknowledge and praise God as he that heals the sick. His wish will then be fulfilled, for it will not be opposed and high. Accordingly, David says here, all praise, I will call to Hashem to praise and acclaim, not by entreaty, and I will then immediately be saved from my enemies. Pasuk 5. Afafuni hevle mavis nachle belial yivasuni. Ropes of death encircled me, and the floods of death, ungodly men, made me afraid. In the previous pasuk, David spoke in praise of Hashem for having saved him from his enemies. Now he continues by recalling that in moments of the greatest peril from all sides, he had called out to Hashem, and his plea was answered. Ropes of death encircled me. When terrible and perilous waves surrounded me on every side, the floods of ungodly men made me afraid. When floods of insolent and evil men terrified me, the snares of death were prepared before me when I was steeped in trouble. In my distress, I called upon Hashem, even when I was distant from His holy sanctuary. Out of His temple He heard my voice, and my cry came before Him into His ears. Ropes of death encircled me, afafuni. The Medrash explains, afafuni stems from the word ofen, a wheel or a cycle. Troubles and afflictions kept coming upon him like a rolling wheel. Rav Ach explained, afafuni in the sense of turning to Pania. Thus David says, I turned this way and that way, and there was none to save me except you. Others relate the word to af, nose. David says, the ropes of death were so many that they reached all the way up to my nose. Thus he says elsewhere, save me, O Hashem, for the waters have come up even unto my life, literally up to where I breathe, which includes the nose. Another sense of afuni is besieged, as in the words afufi or life, for innumerable evils have encompassed about. This is found later on in Sefer Tehillim. This alludes to the times of the greatest peril for him, as when he struggled with the Plishtim who were on the verge of killing him. Thus it says, and David was faint, and Ishbi Benob, who was of the sons of the giant, thought to have slain David, but Avishai, the son of Zeruiah, succored him and smote the Plishtim and killed him, as we find in Shemuel Beis. Instead of reading Nachale as floods, some associate will illness Machla, but this is not correct. These expressions are all metaphors for enemies and the threat of destruction and death. Similarly, the Torah has compared enemies to many waters, as it says, now therefore behold, Hashem brings upon them the waters of the river, mighty and many, even the king of Assyria and all his glory, and he will come up over all his channels and go over all his banks, and he will sweep through Yehuda, overflowing as he passes through. He will reach even to the neck, a pasuk that's found in Sefer Yeshayahu. Another interpretation says that the present verse alludes to people who lack a sense of moral responsibility. Belial, that is, without a yoke. Their crimes are the most terrible of all, for they lack a sense of human dignity and decency, and will use any means to strike at their adversaries. Our sages have compared the drunkard to a Belial, because he does things that are not within the bounds of reason and common sense. The Talmud says, let a man always petition for his needs, and only then pray. He will then be as one who serves Hashem without seeking reward, since he asks for his needs only in passing. To such a man applies the pasuk, all praise. I call to Hashem, and I am saved from my enemies. If his entire prayer consists of praise for Hashem, his needs are cared for as it were on their own. The Torah alludes to four particular occasions when David was saved from Shaul. One, Shaul had sent to David's home to kill him, but he escaped to Shmuel at Nanoth in the Ramah, as we find in Sefer Shmuel. Accordingly, he says here, ropes of death encircled me. The second time was Doeg the Edomite informed Shaul that David had been in the house of Achimelech. Hence he says here, the floods of the ungodly man made me afraid. The third time was David was in the Judean desert in the wilderness of Moab, when Shaul and his men surrounded them. And accordingly he says here, ropes of the pit are round about me. And the fourth time David fled from Shaul into the cave. Accordingly he says here, the snares of death lay prepared before me. Corresponding to these four escapes from Shaul, David employs four different expressions. In my distress I called upon Hashem and cried out to my Hashem. Out of his temple he heard my voice. He sent from above. He took me. We will see these expressions in just a few minutes. Pasuk Vav, Pasuk 6. Chevli Sha'ol Zavavuni Kidmuni Mokshe Mavis. Ropes of Sha'ol are round about me. The snares of death lay prepared before me. Ropes of Sha'ol are round about me. Armies of the wicked have surrounded me. The snares of death, wicked men armed with instruments of death, lay prepared for me. David speaks prophetically of all the four kingdoms that will subjugate the Jewish people. Babylon, Media, Greece, Rome, which is Edom. Pasuk Zion, Pasuk 7. Batzar li ekra Hashem ve'el elokai yeshaveya yishma meheicholo koli yishav osi lefanav tovo ve'oznov. In my distress, I called upon Hashem and cried to my God. Out of his temple he heard my voice, and my cry came before him into his ears. In my distress I called upon Hashem and cried to my Hashem. The repeated emphasis is read as follows. I call out to Hashem, but then I call to him again and again, and every time my understanding of God increases through the influence of the Holy Spirit that comes over me. David began by mentioning four kinds of afflictions. One, ills of the body, ropes of death. Two, evils inflicted by one man on another. The floods of ungodly men made me afraid. Three, natural disasters such as hail and volcanic eruptions. Ropes of Sheol, that is the pit. Four, the evils that a man brings upon himself by the exercise of his own free will, such as overeating, drunkenness, and overindulgence in the pleasures of the body. David says here that he was afflicted by all four kinds of evils, but never failed to entreat Hashem for help in my distress. He called upon Hashem, the attribute of mercy, and cried to my Hashem Elokai, the attribute of judgment. If Hashem will not bring me total deliverance from my troubles, may he inflict me only in accordance with the measure of judgment rather than in your wrath. But I am sure that out of his temple he heard my voice, and my cry came before him into his ears. Although he is high beyond the loftiest height, my cry will reach him, and he heard. Out of his temple he heard my voice. Hashem hears the prayer of the man whom he loves even before it is uttered. Still, my cry came before him into his ears. He does not despise the prayer when it reaches him, as it says, and it will come to pass that before they call, I will answer, and while they are yet speaking, I will hear. It's a pasuk found in Sefer Yeshayahu. In my distress, I called upon Hashem. Some perceive a reference to the episode found in Shmuel Aleph when David was literally in a tight spot, the Mokum Tsar. He then came close to being captured. When he had stealthily come into Shaul's camp and seized the spear and the cruse of water that lay at Shaul's head, his foot was caught between the sleeping Abner's feet. But Hashem heard my voice and sent a wasp to sting Abner, causing him to move his legs apart, enabling David to escape. Out of his temple he heard my voice. When a petition is addressed to a king of flesh and blood, one must come to the royal palace in order for the petition to be heard. But Hashem is unlike a king of flesh and blood. Out of his temple he heard my voice. According to another interpretation, David says here, whenever I was faced with having to wage war against my enemies, it was enough for me to say to Hashem, all praised one, as we'll see later on, actually said this pasuk already, pasuk Dalit, and he would save me. However, when I had to wage war against my Yetzer Hara, my evil inclination, when ropes of death encircled me and the floods of death made me afraid, then in my distress I called upon Hashem in a great voice and cried to my Hashem in a mighty plea for him to save me from this affliction. Pasuk Ches, Pasuk 8. Vatigash vatirash ho'oretz u'mostei horim yirgozu vayishko ashu ki chorlelo. Then the earth shook and quaked, the foundations of the mountains moved and were shaken because of his wrath. David depicts the terrible affliction that Hashem brought upon his enemies who dared strike at the anointed of Hashem. For who can put forth his hand against the Lord's anointed and be guiltless? Pasuk that's found in Sefer Shemuel. In the present psalm, he lists seven different acts of retribution against the enemies of Hashem. Here he says that the earth shook and quaked, the foundations of the mountains moved and were shaken because of his wrath. There were times when Hashem saved David by striking at the enemy by a punishing earthquake that spread terror and death. Thus we find that Korach and his band suffered a similar fate. Here as there, the reason was his wrath. Who can stand up to his wrath? What is the reason for earthquakes? Eliyahu asked Rabbi Nurai. Because the people neglect to fulfill the commandment to separate the miser tithe for the Levi. By your life, that is the illogical reason for it, but the actual cause is Hashem's anger. When Hashem looks about his world and beholds the pagan theaters and their circumstances, when he sees how they live in safety while the Beis HaMikdash lies in ruins, his wrath is inflamed against the world to destroy it. As it says, Hashem does roar from on high and utter his voice from his holy habitation against all the inhabitants of the earth, a pasuk that's found in Sefer Yirmiyahu. Pasuk Tes, Pasuk 9. Olo oshon v'apoy v'esh mipiv tochel gecholim bo'aru mimenu. Smoke rose up out of his nostrils and fire out of his mouth. Devoured coals flamed forth from him. The second act of retribution came about through fire. Smoke rose up out of his nostrils, and fire out of his mouth devoured. Coals flamed forth from him. This is the fate that befell Sodom. Similarly, the scripture says elsewhere, for a fire kindled in my nostrils, and burnt into the depths of the netherworld, Sheol, and devoured the earth with her produce, and set ablaze the foundations of the mountains. A pasuk that's found in Sefer Devarim. In a different interpretation, our early sages explain that Olo Oshan Be'apo refers to the archangel Michoel, who is the supernal commander of the Jewish armies. When he beheld the enemies of Israel, smoke rose up out of his nostrils, fiery smoke issued from his nostrils to consume them. Coals flamed forth from him. That is to say, Hashem's wrath is like burning coals that cause everything to burn. Another interpretation says, and fire rose out of his mouth. Fire from on high burns but does not consume. This occurred at the burning bush, as found in Chumash Shemot. Hence here coals flamed forth, were ignited from him. It does not say that ignited coals consumed. Pasuk Yud, Pasuk 10. Vayet Shemayim Vayerad Rafael Tachas Ragalov. He dipped the heavens also and came down, and a thick cloud darkness was under his feet. He dipped the heavens also and came down, a thick cloud was under his feet. Some say that this pasuk refers to David's life being saved by supernatural means. As it were, Hashem dipped the heavens and came down in order to save him. The heavens called thick cloud, which are under his feet, he dipped in order to descend to the earth. Then again, the pasuk may be read as referring to the Jewish people being saved from the hand of their enemies, as happened at the Red Sea when they were saved from the Egyptians. Some explain that the verse is a metaphorical description of the punishment that descends from heaven upon those found guilty of transgression. For instance, as it says elsewhere, and Hashem came down to see the city, come, let us go down and there confound their language, as we find in Chumash Bereishis. Pasuk Yud Aleph, Pasuk 11, Vayirkav al-Kuru, Vayyo'u, Vayyede al-Kanfei Ruach. and he rode, mounted upon a cherub, and flew, yes, he soared upon the wings of the wind. Here David speaks of the third kind of retribution, namely that Hashem punishes by means of the wind and cleaves mountains and shatters rocks. As it says, upon the wicked he will rain down fire and brimstone, and scorching wind will be the portion of their cup. These are all manifestations of his actions. And he rode, mounted upon a cherub, and flew. Our sages explained the present pasuk by means of a parable. When two men kidnapped the king's son, the royal servants began to prepare a horse-driven carriage for the king. He would use it for pursuing the kidnappers. But the king said impatiently, "While I'm waiting for the carriage to be ready, my son will perish." He quickly mounted one of the horses waiting to be harnessed to the carriage and gave chase. Simli Hashem took one cherub from the throne of glory and rode forth to wage war against the Egyptians. He rode, mounted on the cherub, and flew. When Paro came in pursuit of the Israelites with horses and chariots, Hashem said, "I will ride, mounted on the cherub, and be more swift than Paro." Pasuk Yudbeis, Pasuk 12. Yoshes Choshech Sisro Sivosov Sukoso Cheshchas Mayim Ovesh Chokim. He made darkness his hiding place, his pavilion round about him, darkness of waters, thick clouds of the skies. Now David describes the fifth form of divine retribution by water and torrential rain, as happened to the flood generation. He made darkness thick clouds of the skies. Hashem put darkness round about his pavilion to be at hand for use against his enemies. Darkness of waters, choshchas mayim, means an accumulation of clouds, thick clouds of the skies. Ovesh chokim means clouds that cover the sky. Some explain the pasuk refers to David himself. Hashem made darkness, placed upon him a cover of darkness as his hiding place, that is to conceal him from his enemies. Some commentaries emphasize the link between the present pasuk and what came before. Because God's wrath flamed forth against his enemies, and out of his mouth came burning coals and hailstones that devoured, they pierced through the thick clouds. The darkness of waters did not extinguish the coals and the lightning bolts that flamed from his mouth. Here, choshchas is appropriately translated as darkness. Elsewhere we find the expression Cheshras Mayim Pasuk Shmuel, which means a gathering of waters. That is to say, waters gathered from everywhere in the form of vapors to form clouds. Darkness ensued as a result of the clouds. Cheshras Mayim. Then again, he made darkness his place, alludes to the profound difficulty of knowing Hashem, just as it is impossible to know what is inside a dark place. For our material aspect keeps us separated from knowledge of Hashem. Pasuk Yud Gimel, Pasuk 13. Minoga negdo avav avru borod begachle esh. Out of the brightness before him, thick clouds passed, hailstones and coals of fire. Out of the brightness before him, just because he made darkness his hiding place, etc. The Pasuk says later, before, do not imagine that Hashem dwells in darkness. Not so, for there is the brightness, a great light, Noga, and from before him were sent forth hailstones and coals of fire upon the enemies. Another reading says his light is for those who love him, and hailstones and coals of fire are for those who hate him. Some explain the present pasuk as an allusion to the coming of Mashiach. Figuratively, it will take place in the darkest part of the night, before the onset of the morning light. It will be a time when the attribute of judgment dominates, bringing hailstones and coals of fire. Another interpretation says, hailstones are the greatest cold, and coals of fire are the greatest heat. Both extremes together are fit punishment of the wicked. But then hearts burn with a great passion for evil, but they are without mercy. They are cold. Pasuk Yudalit, Pasuk 14. Vayare mashamayim Hashem ve'elyon yitain kolo borot ve'gachle esh. Hashem also thundered in the heavens, and the Most High gave forth his voice, hailstones and coals of fire. At times, God afflicts his enemies with stones from the heavens in a way that is not natural, as happened to the Canaanite kings in the battle against Yeshua. Then it came to pass that Hashem cast down great stones from heaven upon them, unto Azekah and unto Beth Horon, as we find in Sefer Yeshua. Pasuk Tesvo, Pasuk 15. Vayishlach hitzo vayefitzim rokim ro vayehumen. And he sent out his arrows and scattered them. He shot forth lightnings and confounded them. This pasuk continues to depict the more than natural afflictions that befell the enemies of Hashem. He sent out his arrows and scattered them. He shot forth lightnings and confounded them. At the same time, the Torah conveys that divine punishment is marked by compassion for man. He first scattered them and only then shot forth lightning, confounding them. Had he confounded them when they were all gathered in their fortresses, the lightning would have exterminated them totally. As the term Vayihem is read Vayehumem, it means to create confusion and consternation. As it says, Hashem confounded the Egyptians. As it is written down, that is without the vowelling, the term may also be regarded as a verb with a double final letter, chom, mam, in which case it means to break up or pulverize, as it says, the hamam galgal agaloso, when he drives the wheel of his cart, a pasuk that is found in Sefer Yeshayahu. Pasuk Tazayim, Pasuk 16, ve'yero'u afike mayim, v'yigalu mostos tevo mikarosho, Hashem minishmas ruach apecho. Then the channels of waters were seen exposed, and the foundations of the world were laid bare at your rebuke, O Hashem, at the blast of the breath of your nostrils. David describes the manifestations of Hashem's wrath at the blast of the breath of your nostrils. The waters split apart to lay bare the bottom of the sea and the foundations of the world. Though I am frail and without resources, he goes on to say, he sent from above, he took me, he drew me out of many waters. As found in the next pasuk, in the midst of every upheaval, Hashem stretches forth his hand and removes me to safety. In metaphorical language, David describes his powerful enemies whose overwhelming might made this doom seem inevitable. Yet he was saved. Thus he goes on to acknowledge he saved me from my fierce enemy and from those who hated me, for they were too strong for me. This is found in 2 Pesukim from now. According to Rabbeinu Yonah, Vayiru Afika Moyim refers to the mighty currents of water in the sea, that is, the concealed underwater basins and channels. Another interpretation is the pasuk alludes to the splitting of the Red Sea. In other words, here the singer describes in detail what he meant earlier when he said, then the earth shook and quaked. What exactly happened? Then the channels of water in the depths of the sea were seen exposed, and the foundations of the world were laid bare. When Hashem revealed himself at the sea to exact retribution from the Mitzrayim for pursuing the Jews, he split the sea in front of them. The sources of the sea were exposed, and the foundations of the world laid bare. This did not take place due to the staff of Moshe, but through your rebuke, O Hashem, as the scripture says here, you did blow with your spirit, O wind, the sea covered them. A pasuk found in Chumash Shemos. Pasuk Yudzayin, Pasuk 17. Yishlach mimorum kocheni yamsheni mimayim rabim. He sent from above, he took me, he drew me out of many waters. The congregation of Israel says, he sent from above at the hand of Moshe and Aaron, and he took me to be his nation. He drew me out of many waters. He liberated me from the Egyptians' decree that every son that is born you will cast into the river. That's found in the Chumash Shemos. There is also an allusion to Moshe who was concealed in the bulrushes. Then Pharaoh's daughter drew him out of the waters. The pasuk may also be interpreted as alluding to David himself, as it says, he chose David also his servant and took him from the sheepfolds. It's found later on in Sefer Tehillim. The Jewish people declare, he drew me out of many waters from many nations whom the scripture calls many waters. A pasuk found in Sefer Yeshayahu. We will continue Mitzvah Shem in our next shiur.